Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may listen more to hundreds and hundreds of other meditations and inspired talks at the website messagesfromgod.com. Today we're going to take a special time to focus on Tropical Storm Tomas that is projected to become a hurricane later today. Let me bring you up to date on what's going on. Maybe you followed it. And also share some of the insights I've received. Tomas is really right now rather small in comparison to other things. And in most cases, probably we wouldn't be focusing on a tropical storm. But because of the history and the path that he's projected to take, we are taking this special time today. Currently, he is 315 miles southwest of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, 116 miles south-southeast of Kingston, Jamaica. And his winds are going about 50 miles per hour at their fastest point as he moves about 7 miles per hour. The concern is he's on a direct path, it appears at the moment, to go over the center of Haiti, his center going over the center of Haiti. And if you live here like I do in the south section of Florida, we wouldn't really think much of 50-mile-per-hour winds. We know we get a lot of rain, we get some wind, some trees may fall, but in Haiti, the situation is different. In Haiti, they're still deeply in the throes of recovering from the earthquake of January 12th. You may remember how many people were lost in that quake. Over 300,000 people. In this quake that was registered as 7.0 that continued again and again, 52-plus aftershocks that averaged 4.5. So this was no small deal. And even today, there are still 1.3 million people in refugee camps. And what does that mean? They are living in the streets. They are living in the rural areas. They are living with only tents and cardboard tents and plastic tents as their homes. They are living in camp cities, and the conditions are so unsanitary that cholera earlier this past month broke out, and they've already lost another 330 people with close to 5,000 people hospitalized and still ill. It is spreading throughout the countryside, and the concern, the cholera is now spreading into the city. This is the concern for Haiti. And besides that, Haiti has cut down most of its forest area. It has nothing to really hold the land back from becoming simply a river of mud. And the greatest concern that I was given insight to, and the reason for, if there's always a spiritual reason for why things happen, is that Tomas's appearance brings all this back to mind. And so fear shows up in the wake of his appearance. Because the bigger fear is that the humans who have the possibility all over the world to help restore order, health, decent living, have let down their promises. They did not follow through. Virtually everyone, starting with the government of Haiti, who turned down at some point aid that was coming to them. Can you imagine? Said no more. Just after about a month after the earthquake. And it's allowed her people to live this way. It is time for a national and international solution to reconstruct Haiti and get its people out of this muck that the people themselves did not cause. It's time for a unified response rather than letting people be on their own. And what is Haiti's response to this threat of Tomas? Telling the 1.3 million people Go live with friends and family. I'm sure if they could have, they would have done that already. That's the primary response. And they had told them earlier that their houses they gave them, these little box tents, would protect them against the elements, which they've already learned is not true, because they had some strong weather just a month ago, and it ripped them to shreds. Yes, there is fear in Haiti. And yes, it brings up fear across the globe, because people did not follow through with their promise of aid. I even read, and I cannot document this beyond what I read in the news yesterday, that as reported by the Associated Press, that our country of America made a pledge of $1.15 billion and still has not given that money. If that is true, a just larger example of the billions of dollars in pledges that have not been followed through. So promises have been broken all over. And so Tomas brings up this fear, and more importantly, the reminder of the work that is incomplete. Mankind, humankind's inhumanity to other humans is allowed to persist. It's like when there's nothing going on in Haiti, we're not on the news wave anymore. Tomas has brought Haiti back into our vision. So I bless you and thank you for joining us today for this sacred work to bring peace and restoration to the island of Haiti in light of Tropical Storm Tomas, who is expected to become a hurricane later today and tonight and affect the southeast portion of Jamaica, the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos Islands, and a direct hit for Haiti within the next 48 hours, later tonight, early this Friday morning, and beyond. So here we go. Our purpose is to bring within us, to reconnect within us, the power and presence of God, to bring healing to Tropical Storm Tomas and all the island countries he may approach. To invoke God's power and presence, to transform Tomas, dissipate his energy and intensity, and shift his direction to that of the least destruction for all involved now. As we open ourselves to be divine channels of pure love and peace, and in so doing, cleanse within our own hearts whatever personal storms we are facing under grace, as we focus our attention on this outward storm that appears to be threatening these islands and their people. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Regardless of the commotion outside of you, the whirling air, concern, talk outside of you, the criticism and the judgment outside of you, come within, and with each breath, feel yourself centering deeper and deeper within God's heart, within your heart. consciously see God's love traveling with every breath. See the sparkling light within the air. Feel it circulating within you. As you slowly, gently breathe in and out, aligning your breath with the waves of the universe. Coming into your heart center. Resting in the middle of your cosmos. Heaven on earth within you now. Feeling the love inside as you are embraced by a million stars. Feeling the peace inside. Seeing the brightest star calling out to you. Focus on the brightest light within. And as you do, it grows brighter, wider, lighter. Feel the rays of your inner sun and moon shining on you now. Filling you with absolute peace. Feeling this light at the center of your being, stretching out, stretching to your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head. Feel every cell and atom of your being vibrating to God's tune. Peace, harmony, prosperity. Feel God's light within you. Feel that you are the brightest star, a radiating center of love. And on your next breath, feel this light within you stretch out past your physical extremities, encasing you in a golden white globe of pure light. really feel the light pulsating within you now. You are the heavenly body of pure love. And from this place, within your own inner cosmos, look out and see all the others who are sharing this special moment with you in their golden white globes of pure love energy. And from our place, from high above Mother Earth, looking down in the Caribbean, where the islands of Jamaica, Cuba, Haiti are, just south of that, extending out north. The whirling white cloud, tropical storm Tomas, calling out for attention. Tomas has a purpose, as do we. He is set to fulfill his purpose, as are we. More than anything, he wants attention. Attention to human fallacy, as all storms do. And so we look at him through eyes of love, knowing no matter what the experts say, his purpose, his mission is one of love. To bring attention to that which is out of order. That goes against God's directive of peace, harmony, prosperity. From the center of your being, focusing on the eye of Tomas, allow God's pure love spin out from your heart center in unison with everyone else who's on the call, becoming one huge laser beam of pure love, unified, focused on the eye of Tomas, sending out 20 billion megahertz a pure green light, golden white green light spinning from our collective unified heart, spinning in a clockwise motion. 20 billion megahertz a pure love essence from your heart, from our hearts, to Tomas's heart, to the center of his eye, spinning clockwise. As you see and feel the water, the air, the winds become gentle, cool, calm, slowing down, dissolving, and the sun shining so brightly. Feel everything becoming light, filled with absolute love, as you continue to send from our unified heart 20 billion megahertz of golden, white, green light, healing love energy spinning in a clockwise motion through Tomas's eye, from our heart to his heart. The eye, the window of the soul, from our heart center, the home of our soul, to Tomas's heart center, through his eye. 20 billion megahertz of pure golden, white, green light spinning clockwise, slowing him down, bringing calm, peace, tranquility, the water, the waves are gentle, calm, low, cool. The air and wind is gentle, cool, calm. The rain is gentle, cool, calm, barely visible. And Tomas, we make this heartfelt prayer request of you. We bless you and thank you for your appearance, for awakening the hearts and minds of humanity across all of Mother Earth, reminding us of unfinished business. We bless you and thank you for that. And now request that you return ever so gently back to the nothingness from where you came. Return ever so gently back to the nothingness from where you came, taking the path of least destruction, the path for the highest and best good for all involved, under grace. As you lower your intensity, returning back to the nothingness from where you came, as we all will at some point, under grace. As you continue to send out from our unified heart center pure love, seeing and feeling Tomas as a child of God, as we all are, as a life force, as we all are, knowing he came for a life purpose, as each of us has, healing such love for him, for bringing us this reminder, this recall of unfinished business. Continuing to send 20 billion megahertz of golden, white, green light, love, spinning in a clockwise motion from our unified heart to Tomas's heart, through his eye, I read his message that I received just moments before our call. I am a wake-up call. My presence brings fear, yet the real fear is all that has not been done for the inhabitants of the lands I pass. Fear is often an emotional response to inadequate preparation. People have forgotten their promises, let down their guard, and compromised their word. I am that reminder. Yes, I will receive blame, and I will bring healing. My purpose is reconciliation, not destruction. It is cleansing and clearing the old ways. Healing is the outcome. Trust and believe in the power of the divine. My mission, regardless of the appearance, is ultimate peace and prosperity for the land, for the people. Believe in your heart. Demand greater from your leaders. Continue to hold the light. I am love. Thank you. Thank you. We agree. We know. You are a messenger of the divine with a message for love, regardless of your outward appearance. We bless you and thank you for your message. As we continue to send from our unified hearts 20 billion megahertz of golden, white, green, healing light from our heart center to your heart center, spinning in a clockwise motion. And we demand again, as you do from us, this prayer. We bless you and thank you for returning back to the nothingness from where you came, now under grace, dissolving easily and quickly now as you take the path of least destruction for the highest and best good for all involved. We send you love from our unified hearts and bless you and thank you for honoring our prayer, honoring our request. We feel the entire area that you exist and miles beyond filled with the energy of divine love. Everything is filled with light, golden white sparkling light, the energy of pure love, the sun shining, reflecting the bright stars each of us is, the air cool and calm, the water cool and calm, and a sweet gentleness fills all. Love and light fills all. As our hearts continue to send, pulsating, one unified laser beam, pure golden white green light, 20 billion megahertz, pure love energy spinning clockwise to the center of your eye, to your heart, dear Tomas, filling you with divine love, guiding you to follow God's will now, as you return gently and swiftly back to the nothingness from where you came, under grace. taking the path of least destruction for the highest and best good of all now. We bless you and thank you. Dear ones, it's time to return to your own heart center as you continue to send out wave after wave of pure love to Tomas. Take this moment to thank all who share the special mission with you now. Knowing you have done great work today, as I know you will continue to do individually and collectively, seeing it is done. So be conscious. The huge heartfelt love in Tomas's heart and surrounding him for miles and miles. This is a cloud over him and these island countries. Huge cloud filled with God's pure love. A heartfelt cloud filled with God's energy, peace, harmony, prosperity. As you become conscious of your own heart again, breathing into your heart pure love, breathing into your head pure peace, breathing into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently pure harmony, breathing into your feet as you squeeze them as well pure prosperity. Thank you, dear ones. You've served so well, as I know you will continue to hold this space. God is working through this situation now, easily and quickly, under grace. I bless you and thank you all. God bless.